The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 28. The Killing of the Tree Spirit. Section 8. Analogous Rites in India. In the Kalnagra district of India there is a custom observed by young girls in spring which closely resembles some of the European spring ceremonies just described. It is called the Rali Kamela, or Fair of Rail, the Rali being a small painted earthen image of Siva or Parvati. The custom is in vogue all over the Kalnagra district, and its celebration, which is entirely confined to young girls, lasts through most of Chet, March-April, up to the Sankrant of Baisakh, April. On a morning in March all the young girls of the village take small baskets of dub grass and flowers to an appointed place, where they throw them in a heap. Round this heap they stand in a circle and sing. This goes on every day for 10 days, till the heap of grass and flowers has reached a fair height. Then they cut in the jungle 2 branches, each with 3 prongs at one end, and place them, prongs downwards, over the heap of flowers, so as to make 2 tripods or pyramids. On the single uppermost points of these branches they get an image maker to construct 2 clay images, one to represent Siva, and the other Parvati. The girls then divide themselves into 2 parties, one for Siva and one for Parvati, and marry the images in the usual way, leaving out no part of the ceremony. After the marriage they have a feast, the cost of which is defrayed by contributions solicited from their parents. Then at the next Sankrant, Baisakh, they all go together to the riverside, throw the images into a deep pool, and weep over the place, as though they were performing funeral obsequies. The boys of the neighborhood often tease them by diving after the images, bringing them up, and waving them about while the girls are crying over them. The object of the fair is said to be to secure a good husband. That in this Indian ceremony the deities Siva and Parvati are conceived as spirits of vegetation seems to be proved by the placing of their images on branches over a heap of grass and flowers. Here, as often in European folk custom, the divinities of vegetation are represented in duplicate, by plants and by puppets. The marriage of these Indian deities in spring corresponds to the European ceremonies in which the marriage of the vernal spirits of vegetation is represented by the king and queen of May, the May bride, bridegroom of the May, and so forth. The throwing of the images into the water, and the mourning for them, are the equivalents of the European customs of throwing the dead spirit of vegetation under the name of Death, Larilo, Kostroma, and the rest, into the water and lamenting over it. Again, in India, as often in Europe, the rite is performed exclusively by females. The notion that the ceremony helps to procure husbands for the girls can be explained by the quickening and fertilizing influence which the spirit of vegetation is believed to exert upon the life of man as well as of plants.